Okay. Well, let's see what we were talking about. You were telling me how much flour was in that big barrel.
Well, I believe it is more than 156. But it was 56, it might have been 356 pounds, I believe, in a wooden barrel. Somewhere along that. I used to know.
Okay. What do you generally like to eat for breakfast?
Butter and biscuit and syrup. Mm-hmm. Pancakes sometimes. And sausage. And bacon. Mm-hmm. That was a breakfast meal. And my folks used to cook rice for breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never had rice for breakfast.
We did.
Did you ever eat eggs?
Oh, yeah. Thought I mentioned eggs.
So did you? Anybody have?
Eggs and bacon, sausage and eggs, and ham part of the time. Mm-hmm. We raised our own meat.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call that inside part of the egg? That's the
yolk.
Yolk. Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What color would you say that is?
I call it yellow.
Yeah, all right. Talking about eggs, have you ever had your eggs poached?
Oh, yeah. I eat poached from every morning for 2 years.
Do you?
Yeah. Cold and hard as it can be.
Mm-hmm. I see. What did people used to call the man that they bought the meat from?
Butcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know, when you're cooking grains, did you ever boil a piece of meat along with it?
Yeah. Bacon. Sometimes they called it fatback.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
If you were going to buy a lot of bacon and not have it sliced up, you'd say that you bought yourself a whole
slab of bacon.
Slab of bacon. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as the Midland?
Yeah. Same thing.
Same thing. You know, when you slice bacon, that tough part that you might want to cut off because you can't chew it very well, yeah. What would you call that?
We call it the baby.
Oh. That tough edge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we always called.
Was the what now?
The belly part of it. Midly, you know.
I see. Is that something like the rind or the skin?
No, it's just a flabby, the stomach of the hog.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it is.
I see. Well, say if you kept meat for too long, you'd say it's done what?
I've rancid.
Mm. Is that the same thing as spoiled?
Yeah. No. Spoiled and rancid is two different things, because spoiled meat is just rotten, and rancid meat is just laid down and got so stale.
I see. What about the meat from a hog's head? What do you do with that?
Well, there's several things you can do with it. You can make souse out of it, or hog head cheese, I call it souse.
Yes, sir.
Or you can make hot tamales out of it. And you can eat them just like you bought them. I love them that way.
Yes,
the meat off of the head is the best meat. Yes. About hog ain't much of it.
Yes, sir.
But I always made souse. And we have made them, we make hot tamales.
Go ahead.
Mix up other stuff, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Grind it up and put it in a shuck.
I see.
They're good.
Sounds good.
They are good.